USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Washington Post says President Trump ordered a hold on military aid to Ukraine 1 week before making a phone call to the Ukrainian president to congratulate him on winning the election.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have.
The White House considering releasing the transcript.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Puerto Rico has been hit by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. No major damage reported. It comes just as Tropical Depression Karen is nearing Puerto Rico. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
A decision on the legality of Georgia's new abortion law now in the hands of a U.S. district judge. The president of Planned Parenthood Southeast, Stacey Fox, says they're expecting the law will never take effect.
Every time that these bans have been challenged in court, they have been enjoined, which means they have not gone into effect. So we expect that to be the outcome here.
The legislation passed by Georgia state lawmakers this year would prohibit abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected or about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. CNN President Jeff Zucker says there was never a threat to workers at the network after the arrest of a soldier accused of a bombing plot. Zucker emailed workers saying that they never were in danger and the company's security team keeps track of situations like that one daily. Army soldier Jarrett William Smith accused of discussing an attack on that network. Remember to find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Puerto Rico has been rocked by a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. Folks on the island also bracing for Tropical Depression Karen. The USGS saying the quake hit around 49 miles north-northwest of Isabela on Monday night. No major damage reported. A Florida school resource officer who handcuffed and arrested two elementary school kids is now out of a job. Orlando Police Chief Orlando Rolon was announcing yesterday that Officer Dennis Turner was fired for the arrests last week of the two six-year-old kids without getting the approval of a watch commander. The department says the approval is required for the arrest of anybody under the age of 12. An L.A. business executive said to be sentenced today in the college admissions scandal. Devin Sloan, the founder and CEO of a water treatment company who paid $250,000 to get his son admitted to the University of Southern California. And relatives of the late mobster James Whitey Bulger have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against several U.S. agencies, saying in the suit against the Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, and Marshals Service that Bulger's placement into general population at Hazleton Penitentiary in West Virginia was an intentional act due to a conspiracy to cause injury and death. The family wants $200 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.